Welcome to Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight for the weekend of July 19th, 2024. Got a jam-packed show coming up for you. Music from Millington, Barbie Barker, Uncle Frank Says No, and check in with Scott Womer of Song City about the upcoming Songwriters Retreat. So without further ado, let's get started.
He was born on a Saturday in 73.
So our first event in one of two ska shows happening this weekend, and anybody who knows me knows that I'm definitely a ska fan. I've been listening to ska since I was a skate punk in the early 90s, and I just never let go. You know, I grew up on like Operation Ivy and Less Than Jake and even Tim Armstrong from Rancid, Operation Ivy, his solo stuff, and even his new stuff, Doom Regulator, which if you haven't checked out, check that out. They only have one single so far, but it's Jesse Michaels and Tim Armstrong of Operation Ivy. And Jesse Michaels was the singer of Operation Ivy. They have a song. It's fucking rad. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So one or two ska shows. This is Millington with Goalkeeper, Side B, and Monday Morning. And it is Friday at 7 o'clock happening at Empire Underground. And Millington are Albany Schenectady's ska punk band, but they call themselves Brass Emo. I've actually been talking to the band, and I have them booked to come on Unsigned 518 proper for an entire episode that's coming up in a couple months. So keep your eyes and ears out for Millington on Unsigned 518. But right now, we're going to hear a song from Millington, and this one's called If You're a Burning House, Then I'm the Doors That Lock from the Outside. And it's here on Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight.
Upset again, lost in my head, stuck in the misery.
Millington with If You're a Burning House, Then I'm the Doors That Lock from the Outside. And, of course, you can catch them Friday, July 19th at Empire Underground, along with Goalkeeper, Side B, and Monday Morning. So up next is Barbie Barker's EP release party at the Hangar on the Hudson, also on Friday. This time starts at 8 o'clock. She has two openers, Tori, End of Story, and Canela. And if you have not heard Barbie Barker's stuff, it is Caitlin Barker of Candy Ambulance Solo. She's Barbie Barker, and her EP is coming out. And I'm going to play a song I think I've played on this show. I know I've played a couple of songs from her Bunker recordings, and I believe this is it. But, like, this song just, it's just her in a room with a guitar, and it gets me every time. Like, you know, it's such a powerful, kick-ass song, and I'm super psyched to hear the EP. And again, it'll be Hangar on the Hudson this Friday with Tori, End of Story, and Canela. And right now, from the Bunker recordings, this is Barbie Barker with C, and it is on Unsigned 5 and 8's Weekend Spotlight.
I just inspired myself. I think I just saw the real me. It's hard to stay healthy. I think it's hard to stay healthy. And I get carried away when I'm wanting to try. I get so carried away when I picture the eyes closing on me or closing a door on anything.
Barbie Barker with C, and you can catch her at her EP release party at Hangar on the Hudson with special guests Canela and Tori, End of Story. Up next is the second of our ska shows happening this weekend, this time at the El Dorado in Troy. It's Uncle Frank Says No, Double Star, and Futon Lasagna. Show starts at 8 o'clock, and it is Saturday, July 20th, again at El Dorado, which is 121 4th Street in Troy. And it's Futon Lasagna, Double Star, and Uncle Frank Says No, who are from right here in Albany, New York. So what we're going to do is play another ska tune. And this is Uncle Frank Says No with Pizza Time. And it's right here on Unsigned 5 and 8's Weekend Spotlight. What? Right now, we are going to go to the phone and talk to Scott Womer of Song City and talk about the Songwriters Retreat. I know there is still some time to get your application in, so let's find out how much time and go to the phone. Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, Eddie, what is going on?
Oh, you know, just hanging out in the hottest summer ever and dealing with tornado warnings every other freaking day. But, you know, other than that, I'm fantastic.
At least you're not bored.
Yeah, definitely not bored. No, terrified, but not bored. But I just wanted to check in because I know you have a lot of things going on, you know, with Song City and the Songwriters Retreat. And I know it was getting down to a kind of crucial point in the application for the Songwriters Retreat. So I guess I'm literally just going to throw it over to you and you can kind of fill us all in on what's going on with Song City.
Yeah, absolutely. To be quick, we have the second season of the Inc. Songwriting Retreat coming up. That is going to be ultimately October 15, 16, 17, 18. And we are currently taking applications for that. Last year we did one in November and it was amazing. 10 great writers, different genres, different ages, different experience levels, and it was unbelievable. So we are taking applications right now for that. And we are so excited about it. Again, it's going to be up at Silver Bay, right on Lake George. We have a large lodge there that we rent for those 4 days that sleeps about 15. We include in that, we take the bottom floor and make it into a demo studio. We bring an engineer in. So as they're writing throughout the week, they have the ability to sign up for studio time, go down, work on a demo of it. We bring Kiki up for one evening and she does pro Photoshops of all the writers, so they're gonna leave with that. We take time to read through sections of Rick Rubin's book, The Creative Act, which I love, and gives us a lot of direction for the writing. And then the rest of the time, we are just out on that property in a bunch of different buildings, either collaborating and writing, or you know, people writing on their own. It's amazing. We'll come back, and then the next month we'll actually do a showcase, a public showcase with all 10 writers just playing the songs that were written during that time. So we're really excited about it. Applications are due on August 1st. So they open on July 1st, They are due on August 1st, and then about a month later, we'll announce who are the 10 songwriters chosen this year. If they're looking for information, obviously, they can always find us at Song City Troy on Instagram. But all the rest of the information is on our website, songcitytroy.com/ink.
All right. So songcitytroy.com/ink if you want to apply. And you have until August 1st, you said?
August 1st is when is the final day of applications.
All right. So there's time, but she's ticking, you know.
Yeah, we're about halfway through it. And, you know, you need to plan ahead. It's not a terrible application to fill out. It's not like being in school. But at the same time, you know, people are putting links to songs that they have and lyrics that they have and past experience and what they're looking to get out of the retreat and that kind of thing. So it takes a few minutes to fill out for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, Scott, thank you again so much, you know, for this little check-in. And we were talking before that we might meet up a little later and do a more in-depth episode on some things. So I look forward to that. And again, thank you for checking in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thanks, Scott. And that is Scott Womer of Song City. And that is it for this week's episode of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. And I just want to say before I go, you know, I'm always trying to think of new ways to approach the show or new things to add to the show, new ways to grow the show. And one thing that I was thinking, and this is literally just off the cuff, I was thinking of it not 10 minutes before I started recording. But what if I just allowed, not allowed, but like had people just send me their songs, and I could at the end of Unsigned 518 Weekend Spotlights, I could maybe just do a, hey, here's a song that came into my inbox that I really enjoy, and just kind of play it out of context and make that a feature. So let me know what you think about that, if that's something that I should do or not. You can send me an email, unsigned518@gmail.com, or the best way to reach me is actually through Instagram. I treat it like my mobile office, so just at unsigned518 is the best way to reach me on Instagram or email or whatever. And just let me know if you think that that's a cool idea, if I randomly play some songs at the end of the episode to maybe expose you to some new music and expose some bands to some new listeners or not. I don't know. Let me know. But either way, that is it. I am Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlights, and I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.